the news came out that the 12-team college football playoff will move to straight seeding this fall, which is different than what they had last year. And it rewards the selection committee's top four teams with the top four seeds and a first-round bye, according to the College Football Playoff Committee. They announced that yesterday. The 10 FBS commissioners and Notre Dame Athletic Director Pete Bevacqua, who constitute the College Football Playoff's Management Committee, reached the unanimous decision necessary to make the change during a call yesterday. So all of the change, I think, that people wanted for college football, and let's be honest, after watching what we saw last year based on who got home games, this is the right call. The bigger question, I think, and we'll get to in a second, is it time to go to how quick will they go to 16 teams in the college football playoffs? Because that seems like that is just about to happen. So I think you're looking at both. Just initial reaction to the news of the straight seeding model for college football.
Fine. I don't want to go mending it on you. Fine.
Just fine?
I think it's probably the way to do it there.
Yeah. Notre Dame is also eligible to earn a first-round bye if the Irish are ranked in the top four, too. So I think it'd be great. Like I very much would like to see a college football playoff game in South Bend.
Of course you would. You and A-Rod would be there together hanging out.
That's
great.
We would be tailgating. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. You know, he hasn't called in a while.
Well, you should.
I'm going to be honest with you. If I ran into him today, he would not remember me. He would not remember
me. Oh, of course he would.
I think I would have had to have run into him the day after we were hanging out for that Michigan-Notre Dame game. How many years ago was that? Like 20? Feels like 20 years ago, doesn't it? I think it was our first year on the air. And you still will not let it go. Just because I was at a tailgate with A-Rod while he was suspended from baseball.
Oh, I was at a tailgate with A-Rod.
And you just won't let it go.
Hey, Dan. Ding! Thank you.
Oh, really? That's where you're going? Speaking of that, Mr. Sound Effects, your thoughts on that, too, as well as, you know, the college football situation that we're sitting in.
I mean, on the tailgate with A-Rod? I mean, that's just cool.
Oh, my God. You guys both
suck. That was really good.
You guys are both miserable human beings.
Why? I'm complimenting you.
No, you're not.
I'm being nice.
No, you're not.
This is friendly.
I had an altercation in a nice way with A-Rod and Derek Jeter at the All-Star game.
What do you mean you had an altercation?
Not an altercation. We just bumped into each other.
Basketball or baseball?
Was it like the scene from The Other Guys?
Baseball.
Is that like a whole thing with it?
No.
Did you go Mark Wahlberg?
I was somehow in the concourse. I forget what was going on.
You're in Denver?
Yeah.
Really?
And it wasn't game day. It was like practice day and things were over or whatever. And I kind of walk in, and there's Derek Jeter standing there. And A-Rod was down in the concourse a little bit, and Derek's yelling at him. You know, like, hey, come on, let's go. Something like that. And I looked at Derek Jeter, and I said, so hard to find good friends, isn't it? And he's like, isn't that the truth? This guy was...
He's like, who is this clown?
It was very fun. We had a nice...
Who is this clown?
We had a nice little back and forth. And then A-Rod walked over, and I said, do you know Andy Baskin? And he said, my buddy from the tailgate? Are you kidding? A.B. and I are tight.
The problem was you were in a time machine while you're doing
that. Oh, yeah, that was about 15 years before your thing.
That was way before that ever happened.
Don't let the facts stand in the way of a good shot.
That's it. It wasn't a bad story. What are your thoughts on this? Is it good for college football? I think it's good for college football because now you're rewarding teams that not only played harder schedules, but, you know, truthfully deserve home games.
I think it stinks for college football.
To what? To change from this?
Mm-hmm. One, I want more... And I know this is one of those you're going to start mocking me, so please get your insults according. Just I want you to get you together because I want to make sure that it's a coordinated assault when you guys yell at me.
Coordinate.
I want more data before we start changing things.
It didn't feel right last year.
But it,
you know, it didn't
feel. So what does playing in the Big 12 mean compared to playing in the Big 10 to playing in the ACC?
So listen to what the ACC commissioner told ESPN this, that we all have a responsibility to serve our constituents while being mindful as to what's best for college football. ACC Commissioner Jim Phillips told ESPN, yesterday's decision was done in the best interest of the sport. Are you serious?
I'm going to yell hogwash.
Somebody actually did something for the best interest of the sport? Oh. Because he said it may not. His next line was, it may not always benefit the ACC, but it was the right decision, and that's a responsibility I take very seriously. He knows it's going to hurt his own conference.
That feels like a blink six times if you're in trouble type of statement.
Oh, come on.
That's what that does. This is the SEC and the Big Ten strong-arming everybody else, knowing darn well that they hold all the power. and that there anything that those two conferences want to do with the way conference realignment is gone, everybody else is going to have to follow suit. That sounded like one of those statements that you make when it's like, okay, blink three times if somebody's over there giving you the look. Like, blink three times if you need help. That's that kind of statement. No way these commissioners would give up a free trip for their conference to end up inside of the top four and with a bye week. No way. Baloney. Hogwash. BS. Whatever you want to pick.
All of the above.
Birdseed.
I thought this was another interesting story about college athletics that came out this week. Did you see, Jeff, that they looked that there's a lot of talk about like having a, just a I don't is it a commissioner for college football, and that they wanted a guy from Kent State? Did you catch that?
Nope.
What do you think about that? Would you be okay with a guy from Kent State being the head of college football?
Why not?
Because it would be the best honor I think Kent State's had since Jack Lambert when it comes to college football. Nick Saban. So there was somebody was talking this week about, you know, they need, because the president wants his commission with Nick Saban to happen so they can kind of take a look at college sports and fix it to see what's going to happen. And, you know, what's funny, Dan, is like we've talked about this. I'm trying to put politics aside on this as we can, because the NCAA wanted all of this help from Congress.
Yeah, they wanted Congress to solve all their woes.
Yeah. So the president kind of wants to step in and start. He's like, hey, we need to fix college sports.
Joint commission going on between, what is it, Ted Cruz and Cory Booker. And I think they're on hiatus right now, last I was reading. Ross Dellinger's had all this stuff for Yahoo Sports if you are someone who really doesn't want to get work done today because you got a three-day weekend coming.
Yeah, well, so Nick Saban said, I don't think we need a commission. That's what he said. But I do think that they need...
Yeah, well, that's what you need, is the government getting involved in college football.
Well, the government wants to make some money. Do you blame them?
No, nothing.
Does anyone blame
done.
Anybody that somebody wants to make money?
Did you get paid today?
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
so did the government, Andy.
That's true. They did. I always forget. Why can't we deduct the government as a child?
I don't know. That'd be the biggest write-off we have.
That's a great lie.
That kid keeps costing me cash.
The government should be a tax deduction in itself. They take more money than my kids ever could. And every day I get paid, I feel like Al Bundy. I'm just sitting there handing out the money. I'll keep this 30 cents.
That much? Good for you.
But that's my thing with all this, guys, is like I don't want to change things until we have more proof that this is not working. Like it very much just feels like the SEC and the Big Ten strong-arming people to get more Big Ten and SEC teams with buys. Rather than having the Big 12 get rewarded or the ACC get rewarded or the Power 5 schools get rewarded, Group of 5, my bad, Power 4, Group of 5.
Yeah.
Have those schools get rewarded. Like, this feels like another one of those where the Big Ten and the SEC go, okay, you can have your puny little conferences, we're going to do this, and if you don't want us to take Clemson and Florida State, then you're just going to nod your head along with us and we'll be fine. And if you decide not to, then we're going to come in and throw a check at Clemson and Florida State, and then you can go flounder with the remnants of the Pac-2.
Hmm. If you could go back and fix the college football playoffs, or not fix them, if they would have used next year's seeding system for last year, and I was just looking at what ESPN put it out there, that Ohio State would have opened with a home game against Arizona State. And they would have ended up playing, the winner of that game would have played at Texas the next game. And then the winner of that would have played, SMU and Tennessee would have played. So, I don't know, I don't know who you assume. They would have played, Georgia would have been the 4 seed. And then you would have moved forward from there. So you would have had the winner there. And then Oregon would have had a home game. Penn State would have had a home game. So two Big Ten teams would have had home games and byes in the new format. Indiana would have had a home game. Clemson would have been at Notre Dame. So I look at the playoff seed, and that, to me, that's super interesting. But anytime you get those 12 teams in there, this is why I think, Dan, you're right. They're like 16 is coming. There's, you know, why? Why not? I can't see it. Again, it worked for the old 1AA system. At one point, 1AA had that same system where they had 16 teams. And it was just, it was awesome. Like, right, you know, in that butterfly feeling you get in your stomach during the NCAA tournament to see if your team who's on the bubble. And I think Mid-American Conference schools understand this and feel this better. So if you're a fan of any Mid-American Conference school, you know that, oh my God, are we going to get in? Is our team right on the bubble? I wonder if they're going to take two Mid-American Conference teams. That feeling, only amplified by 1,000, because you're talking about college football instead. And you're talking about the top of the line college football teams. We're not nothing against 1AA. It's just, you know, for 1AA to be able to sit there and go through those brackets and wait for that bracket announcement. And then, you know, we still have that a little bit, but it's just a matter of time before they go to 16 teams. I don't see how they don't. Dan, how quick, though, will they do that?
If not this year, then next year. I mean, that's at least what it's sounding like. That's what it's looking like according to all the reports that are out there on this.
Makes too much sense, doesn't it?
It makes way too much sense. Well, it's
too much money.
Money sense, not just
well, that's,
common.
That's all part of it. Yes.
Just please keep the first round games on home fields. That's all I ask. And if anything, try to get the second round games on home fields too.
Yeah, that's
please,
true.
Sounds good to me. Please.
Does that make the second round games? I'm looking at this. That wouldn't have been a home game. Those were bowl games. Sorry. They played those second round
right.
games as bowl games.
But the question is, you're probably going to need, I don't know, I'm having to do math on the fly, which is never a good way to live life. But, I mean, what? You're adding another round, essentially, right? Going from 12 to 16?
No, for 16, you're looking at
goodness, no buys.
I should not be in charge of doing math on the fly.
You'd have no buys.
Yeah, you just wouldn't. There's not another round. There's no buys. That's all it is.
So your reward is you just get to host a playoff game.
You get to host the first round game.
And make more money because you get a game.
And then you still have your four, like the bowl format of that, the big neutral site games. Because it really, are we done calling them bowls now? They're neutral site games, right?
I think
played in a stadium that we're calling
them
a bowl.
Bowl games.
You pick up the phone and call Jim Delaney and tell him his sunset doesn't matter.
His sunset.
You pick up the phone.
They changed the kickoff time. It doesn't matter.
You tell Jim Delaney that his sunset doesn't matter and his parade doesn't matter. You make that call. You see how that goes.
It's a lot of roses.
It is a lot of roses.
I mean, it takes hours to glue those things on the float.
It's really cool.
It is kind of cool. And now you want to give that up?
You want to give that up?
I'm not.
You call Jim Delaney and you tell him that doesn't matter.
Oh, let's talk about.
He'll answer the phone from the yacht or the country club that he's being copped in.
Let's talk about the gem of the weekend, plus Paul Hoynes coming up at high noon right here at Baskin and Phelps 92.